Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Power of four. What do we always say?
Needs one stubborn girl more.
They're back.
Sort of.
Again.
25th time.
The fifth anniversary of the 25th reunion celebration, I feel like.
Yes, the alleged 25th anniversary of Spice Up Your Life, everybody. Welcome, everyone.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
We are knee-deep in the Spice World alleged 25th anniversary celebrations. T. Kyle literally has his Spice World shirt on.
I do have Spice Girls merch on.
Is that 25 years old?
No, this is like 3 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, was that the 25th anniversary from 2019?
No, it's bootleg.
Oh. From where? Did you go to the UK?
Get a good lawyer.
No, I'm like one of those online.
Now we're going to get a cease and desist from Victoria.
We don't condone stealing logos.
We sure don't. We've got some nerve.
God, I'm such a hypocrite. Well, maybe if they made a shirt that looked like this, I wouldn't have to resort to...
I think they literally do.
They don't.
Oh, they don't do the flat, the logo?
I just wanted this on my tits.
Well, it looks great. Whoever made it. Shout out to Zazzle.
No, it wasn't similar, though.
Oh. Not sponsored.
No.
That's right.
Says the one with a bootleg Addison Rae t-shirt.
That's different.
How about you?
Get a good lawyer.
She's forced me to do that. There is no merch that I can get.
She has Barbies. Have you seen them?
That's true. She has the dolls.
They're
something else.
There were choices. Yeah.
Whoever that is, she's serving. Addison... Maybe, right? Well, the 25th anniversary of Spice Up Your Life happened, allegedly, in the past week, and they celebrated with the release of a unreleased alternate take video. Did you see?
It's cute.
It is cute. It's color. It's colorful.
It's also in HD now.
Yeah, it includes some unseen scenes, and like the original is sort of like grayscale, kind of like a... apocalypse era, post-apocalyptic, very camp. And this one's more like punched up color.
Spice blimp.
Spiced it up a little bit. That video's always been, that's a wild video. Like, what's going on there?
I don't know. They're just taking over the world.
Yeah, they're like,
it's girl power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a concept.
Yeah, that was the era when everything was futuristic, mm-hmm. like chrome tunnels and...
Look where it got us.
Yeah.
This is the future. The ice caps are melting.
Doesn't look like that, does it?
And Addison Rae is unreleased.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like that.
The new Fortnite update does look like that, though. Oh, not sponsored, well, but...
As we're diving into Fortnite the metaverse. Chrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Available now, free to play, not sponsored.
Yeah, we're just... I guess we are pivoting to virtual. Seems like a better
place.
Brandy
music video with the baseball bat and the wind tunnel, the mm-hmm. chrome wind tunnel. Oh, iconic.
Yeah. The Scream video for Michael and Janet. Let's talk about futuristic.
Yeah.
They don't make videos like those anymore.
Nope.
I guess they kind of do.
Yeah.
Well, we still haven't reached that point yet. One day. But yeah, new merch, new video. The Spice World 25th anniversary rollout is occurring. There's many variants and CDs and vinyls. Get your favorite flavor.
Yeah. Are we partaking?
I mean,
I like the neon hoodie.
Yeah.
I debated that for a second.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm partaking quite yet. Maybe some sort of box set could be fun. I would like to hear more about a possible reunion tour for the fifth time. Maybe. If we need to be saving our coins, who will be partaking in that?
I would like a remix package.
Ooh.
Like Spice World remix, reimagined, still iconic.
Dawn of Spice World.
Mm-hmm. Spice World featuring KX5.
Yes.
No one clapped.
No one moved. No one moved. I moved.
Okay.
Move for me. Promo. Reference.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I don't know if that'll happen. That's a good idea, though. I like that idea. Introduce it to new generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hyperpop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what hyperpop is. It's trying to recapture the bubblegum pop days. Anyway, it's all cyclical.
Yeah.
Anyway, just like this podcast. coming back to things that are old and things that are new and things that are borrowed and things that are Rihanna. we're pivoting.
Who?
I was like, and she's not getting married, so I don't know where I was going with that. But
that would be such a fun thing to do for a wedding.
A Rihanna-themed wedding.
Well, yes, but also something borrowed.
Yeah.
Something blue. Something who?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like a who themed wedding?
Like you'd have to wear someone on your shirt that's like a who? I don't know.
Well, that's my dream wedding, is just a bunch of people wearing Rita Ora and Ava Max shirts. So I do kind of upset. I understand that. But this is no who. This is the
right
honorable, excellent Robin Rihanna Fenty. She's here and she smells. I love that with every morsel of comeback news, there's another product.
Oh, yeah. Everything is just with Fenty in the front of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I stan.
Oh, same. But... It was just like Super Bowl. Not so fast. There's the Savage X Fenty Volume 4 fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got this new morsel, late breaking news. The Black Panther 2 movie is coming by the end of the year. I think November, mid-November. And late breaking news is that Rihanna has two songs allegedly on the soundtrack. Hits Daily Double reports.
Is this a fake tweet?
No, this is Hits Daily Double, which generally they do. The rumor mill does churn out the truth more often than not.
Did Pop Crave tweet about it, though?
They did.
Oh,
so it's
real.
Yeah, it's real.
Who's behind Pop Crave? Do we know?
I think we do. I think they got exposed at one point. I forget, though. But they love a sassy... I love the science of the Pop Crave tweet. Like, if they know that somebody doesn't look good in a picture, they just say, like, so-and-so...
Looks stunning in new photos.
Usually it's
looks
stunning. But then when they don't look stunning, they're just like, Jesse Nelson shares photo.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
You caught that because
yes,
it's a very specific system that
they have a system mm-hmm. when they're like she slayed they're like looks stunning and gorgeous standing mm-hmm. for mirror selfie and then it's like Jesse Nelson is photo. Today they did the setup for Jamie Lynn. Did you see that?
No.
They're bored today. They posted her making a meal. She posted some flop looking dinner plate that she cooked and she captioned like, yeah, I made that. And their caption was like, Jamie Lynn Spears shares photo of food she made or something. And it was a setup of unholy proportions because the girls, they came for the plate.
It's gonna be so bad.
The flavor.
It's just a lot of, you know, the Sarah Paulson chewing the sandwich, being like crying and a lot of that. Yeah.
Like, you know, when you leave bread out for too long.
Yeah. Kind of that.
Like that flavor.
That's the flavor.
Yeah.
I'm going to fact check now and see if they added any flair to the tweet because it was a setup. It says Jamie Lynn Spears shows off her cooking skills in new Instagram story. Yeah, I did that. 2,000 quote tweets and counting.
It was bad for her.
There's just plenty of memes. Anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway, back to the Billboard charting legend. Rihanna, two songs for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. I think that's the title of number two. I'm so good with Marvel movies, as you know. I'm such a Marvel stan. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is number two. The release date is November 11th, so we could have
soon
new Rihanna music at least less than a month away. And we have Savage X Fenty Volume 4. She announced that's coming. Now, that's usually quite a few performers in there, but also I'm wondering, I have my suspicions. You know, the last time she did it, she did her little dancey dance. That was like a 30-second choreography slay. I'm just wondering if maybe she'll just do a little Super Bowl warm-up with this one.
I think so.
What if she did? What if she did one of these Black Panther songs even? Now there's like a reason.
Yeah, I think that would make more sense.
I'm going to hope and pray because we're getting closer to February, you know?
It's like, what, 4 months away now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And just when that news broke, she said, oop, product placement time. So she posted a video of herself with Fenty Parfum, and she wrote, smell me. And she did a slow motion spritz to the neck. Many are clamoring, saying that this is reminiscent of the Christina Aguilera gif of her spraying her perfume.
Oh, her. By day, by night.
Yes. Half up, half down, by
half
day, by
up,
night.
Half down.
Yes. Fenty Parfum.
And
we will be smelling.
Parfum is such a weird word. Like, I don't understand it. Parfum.
Parfum. It's a beautiful name for a girl. Yeah, it's...
Parfum Fenty.
It's French, so...
Oh, parfy.
It's in the... Parfums. Duxmoy universe.
Yeah, I feel like I speak words phonetically.
Right, you're spraying parfum at Duxmoy.
Yes. Just a little spritz.
Just a little spritz. I will be sniffing. However, I highly doubt I will be replacing my scent, but we'll see.
Believe.
It was that for a while. No. Do you have a signature scent? You...
kind of, but like, it's is trash. It?
I already know. I don't know why I asked. I already know what it is.
What?
It's Chloe and Lamar.
This shade is so... good.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to defend myself here. I am defending myself. Yes, it is Chloe and Lamar Unbreakable. Fucking hell. This, I can't publish this.
They're not even together.
Well, they were at the time. Clearly, it was breakable.
It really was.
Okay, so I will defend myself.
Okay, well.
Here.
All right.
So I was at the outlets in Jersey. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
We went to one of the little parfum stores, and this lady was like, oh, you might like this scent. Mm-hmm. So we smelled it, and I was like, oh my God, that smells so good. And I think I was with Lindsay, and she was like, oh, my, that smells amazing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, that's Chloe and Lamar. And I was like, oh. And I was like, well, no one needs to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gotten multiple compliments numerous times.
You'll be happy to know that Unbreakable by Chloe and Lamar has a 3.89 out of 5 on Fragrantica.
Love that album.
Unisex fragrance.
Fragrantica 1, 2, 3. Fragrantica Ball.
Fragrantica Ball. Dropped just before Valentine's Day 2011. So she's a classic.
Is it bad to wear something if it's 10 years old?
I don't think so.
Like, will I die?
No, I think it just becomes... Yeah, first of all, who cares? Number two, I think it just becomes dull. I don't think it becomes bad. I think it just becomes like you won't smell it. Do you know that they have different, like, offshoots of it?
There's
Unbreakable Love, Unbreakable Bond. They, like, had a moment with this.
No, I just have the...
Unbreakable Joy. Oh, my God. You just
Unbreakable
have the
Kimmy Schmidt.
Chloe and Lamar's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, available now. That's fine. You know what? You got to
do.
It's
so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way.
There's no way around it. Yeah.
But it smells good. Do you want me to get the bottle?
I know what you smell like. So
Is it bad?
No.
Okay.
No, it is good.
Yeah. I save it for special occasions.
I know that. Yeah. Like the Ritz.
Yeah, otherwise I'll just do a little Bath and Body Works spritz.
Okay, there you go.
I'm fucking trash. I don't care.
You know what? If it works for you, that's all that matters.
Yeah, there was one that I really liked, but it was like so expensive. I forget what the brand was. It was like a, I don't know, sandalwood something.
Mm.
And it was like $120 for this little capsule. And I was like,
Yeah, I go all out for my parfum. I don't fuck around with that.
Believe by Britney
Believe
Spears.
Believe by Britney, yes. I'm a Tom Ford boy, which is like very overpriced.
Oh, Tom Ford does slay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't even like, it's way too expensive, but it hits.
Yeah. I have Tom Ford ads in my Legends binder.
And Britney is the reason that I had Tom Ford because we had a Britney night. I think I told the story on the pod and the bartender borrowed one of my shirts. Like, we made sure everybody had shirts, Britney shirts.
Oh.
And he wore my shirt. When he gave it back, I wanted to fuck that shirt. And I did.
Okay, work.
It smelled so good. And I said, what are you wearing?
My shoes. I love this. I want to fuck them. It was very that.
It was very that. And he said, Tom Ford, Oud Wood.
What?
Oud Wood.
Oud de parfum.
And that's what I wear ever since. It's been a few years now.
I should step my...
I don't think so.
Scent came up.
I think what you have is unique.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to smell like anybody else.
Also true.
That's one thing that is a benefit. You don't want to be everybody's same smell.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Cucumber melon smelling bitch. I'm kidding. I'm teasing. I can just see someone sitting in their car right now.
They just stopped spraying mid-spray. They're like.
They're like sanitizing their hands. They're like, oh.
Yeah. Anyway, Fenty Parfum. Don't know what it smells like yet, personally. Also, I didn't know if this was brand new or if this is just her re-up of the spray.
I think her Instagram story said available for the first time in stores, so okay. I don't know.
Okay, this exudes everything I feel, am, and everything I want to be. A deeply intimate fragrance that's complex, vibrant, raw, spicy, and sweet all at once. You'll never forget it, Rihanna says.
Hot.
Hot. Maybe I will go smell it. The scent is described as magnolia musk, tangerine, and Bulgarian rose.
Ooh.
A deeply intimate fragrance. Magnolia.
I do love a musk scent.
Same.
Tangerine's fine, too.
Unexpected touches of vanilla, blueberry, coconut, geranium, and patchouli.
Ooh, I love a geranium.
You know what? I think we might have to try this. How Rihanna wears it. The superfine mist radiates beautifully when applied to the center chest. So put it on your tits, it says. $140. That's actually not.
Oh, that's a lot.
Well.
That's why she's a billionaire.
That's why, right there. It's the parfum.
Did you know where musk comes from? This is very, and then there's a little ginger one that's filled with useless information about manta rays vibes, but.
This is about manta rays?
No. Like, oh. That's a Spice World reference.
Oh, yes, yes.
The smell of musk comes from deer's assholes.
Now, is it
There's like a gland in their ass. That's how you get musk.
But is
fun
that
science fact, kids?
But isn't musk like a universal, like, used term, like, your
like Elon musk? Musk?
Ugh.
Yeah. Fun facts.
Well, whatever gets the job done, that's what I always say.
I know, but I always think about, like, who decided that, like, who discovered
who got
that.
Bored and yeah. squeezed a deer's asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I've done weirder things.
I have not. Anyway, this is a place for legends.
Yes, that's right.
So, some legends who have taken over New York City this week.
Javits Center.
And no, we're not talking about the Joanne rats.
We're not. We did see one on our way out the other night.
Oh, we...
And you told him to get back to work because that seafood mac and cheese doesn't serve itself.
Well.
Well, you had a point. Like, why are you at Barracuda?
Yeah.
Sorry to Barracuda. We did, the rat was not in your establishment directly.
No,
he was
outside.
Loitering outside.
Yeah. She was on a cigarette break.
She was.
But anyway, Bravo Con was this week.
Sure was.
And Wreaking Terror.
No way you missed it.
No.
If you are a person of the internet, because oh my God.
Yeah.
The deluge of content.
So much content.
Panic.
Tears.
Tears. Shade. Live performances, question mark.
Oh, that's right.
A Legends Ball. After Dark. It all happened. This was a social media sensation. That's a word for it.
There were so many clips just everywhere.
Yes. And at first, they were like pandemonium clips of people stampeding to get to various lines and panels. And just panicked attendees. Yeah, like, this is like Fire Fest.
Yeah.
I want my money back.
I loved the video of the people waiting in line to see Kenya Moore. And
oh my God. For
she's
3 hours.
You bitch. You fucking bitch. Don't fucking talk to me, you fucking bitch.
Been standing here for 3 hours. They told me I can get up here and I'm not, I don't need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Mind your business, you fucking bitch. Chaos.
Standing 3 hours. I mean, the line for Kathy Hilton.
Yeah.
That was the whole Javits Center. That was insane.
Wild.
Truly wild. And I guess we never fully saw the full force of BravoCon because obviously they had year one, which is always like an awkward phase for any convention. Mm-hmm. And then they had to delay it from the pandemic for 2 years. And now this was like pent up housewife out of the house energy. And oh, they came with a force.
Yep. Now, before BravoCon, there is a tweet that I think about all the time that still makes me laugh. And it's the video of Pink performing at her new tour.
Yes.
Where she's flipping in the air. And someone tweeted it and they were like, Dorinda, BravoCon. And I cannot stop laughing at it.
No.
But it was Pink, obviously.
Obviously.
But yeah, that is one tweet that really stands out. And also the video of the girl crying meeting Vicky Gunvalson.
That's the one. I mean, that is the one. And then
literally
Vicky,
the Shua.
Vicky, as the tweet said, looking like the Pope. Like touching her chest, looking really affected. She's like, thank you. Thank you.
Vicky, look, she's crying.
She's crying. And then it pans to the gaze of the crowd. Vicky!
Vicky!
Vicky! She has to go. She has to go. It's
just. What's funny about it to me is it's so earnest.
It's so earnest.
Whereas, like, with me, I scream J-Lo at Melissa Gorka.
Right. There was a heartfelt one that I didn't expect with Kenya. She was doing a meet and greet, and you can see the boy mouth, you make me happy when I'm sad, and she started to cry.
Oh.
It was actually, like, very sweet. So that was a touching moment. There weren't many touching moments. And nobody got physical, at least.
Not that we've heard of.
No. There was
a
Teresa.
Wait, no. Jennifer Aiden. There's a video of her throwing a drink at Melissa at the hotel or something. I'm still sifting
yeah,
through.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a gold mine.
There's too much. So we're still sifting through. But these are the moments that have kind of bubbled up.
There was a Teresa confronting
Vicky.
Vicky, but also formerly of Housewives fame, the mother.
Oh, Caroline.
Caroline.
Yeah. And well, Teresa's there's not enough security. Security. In here. Yeah, I love Teresa too.
I know you do. That's your girl.
Yeah. just listening to her tell a story is very entertaining.
Yeah, there was a lot. There were performances. There was a medley.
Finally.
Finally.
Kenya Moore.
Yeah.
Melissa Gorga.
Yeah.
Candy Ache.
Uh-huh. And Sheena.
Yes, Sheena Shea. All That Glitters is Gold, yeah. Or whatever. I think that's it.
I think so.
Yeah. I think it airs this week.
I think it aired.
Oh.
I saw a compilation. I think it did. Maybe it didn't, but I think it did. Because I watched Melissa do On Display.
Oh,
and the
okay.
comments were like, why is hers the only one without the mic on? Oh.
J-Lo! J-Lo! She really, you know, stays true to her inspiration.
That's just a fact.
On Display is a fucking
that's the thing.
Bop.
The thing is, we cannot lie. On Display is of the
bop.
Housewives singles, ouvre, it is
a lot
there.
Of them are bops, but...
I'll never forget, we've talked about it, seeing it at Splash.
Ugh, I missed out on that one.
Greg E. Bennett inviting her to the stage. What a time.
Also, the song Never Let Me Go was on my repeat radar for a hot minute.
No, that's not
by Melissa Gorka.
I was going to say the...
Never Let Me Go.
I thought that was the Danielle ballad.
No, that's Real Close.
Real Close.
Which did get a dance remix.
I'll never forget that morning show performance. Anyway. Yeah, so congratulations. I don't know if any of our listeners attended in person.
I don't know.
But if you did and you survived, I hope it was a good time. There was so much like panic with security. I saw the Housewives tweeting like, we're in a security hold, but we'll be out soon. Right? The girls couldn't wait to be there. There's overflow.
There's also a brand new New York cast.
There sure is. And response is mixed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got a solidified brand already and you want to come in with a bunch of new girls, not everyone's going to take kindly to that, especially when they're influencers.
We'll see.
My whole thing is, I feel they should have softened the blow by announcing the OG cast first, the legacy season. So everyone's excited about that. And then you could be like, and by the way, there's these new ones because... For the most part, nobody got excited about any of them except for Jenna Lyons.
Yeah. I also feel like there needs to be a crossover moment where it's either at a party where the OGs meet the new cast.
Yes.
And we get the genuine reaction.
Yeah.
Because I want mics rolling.
I would like Ramona eyeing every single one of these girls up and down. When I was still watching Housewives, nothing beat that incredible crossover from Beverly Hills into Vanderpump Rules.
True.
Genius. Mm-hmm. To just twirl into the restaurant and have it start Vanderpump Rules was impeccable.
Also, the cold open from the episode where they're waiting in Sonia's foyer to go to Atlantic City, and it just cold open started with... You hearing Heather screaming like in the foyer. My friends don't leave their friends in the cold, bitch. It just like started the episode. There was no intro. It was so good. I don't know.
And of course, there was the light box. We can't forget. The BravoCon light box was
the
a
BravoCon
highlight.
Light box, Dorinda. But Ramona's is so deranged.
And I actually could not tell you what the original songs are for any of them.
No.
Because they instantly were massacred on social media. Because the Ramona one set to the American Horror Story theme.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. A stroke of genius.
And then she posted it on her Instagram stories with Beyonce.
Beyonce. Energy. Beyonce? Sweetie, I am so sorry.
I'm enjoying all of the content, so.
Yeah, now how long does it run? Was this it? It was
three
a weekend?
Days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're
three
done.
Days, five shows, I think.
It's a lot.
But
so now are the Watch What Happens rolling out from them?
Yep.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there will be plenty.
Yeah. So shout out to the Discord, the Real Housewives channel.
Yes, shout out to the Discord.
Posting most of the highlights.
And the lowlights.
Because there's so many.
Yeah. And there were also a lot of different looks. In those light boxes.
Oh, yeah. The glam teams.
Glam teams.
Were working hard this weekend.
There was one housewife who came for Phaedra's outfit. Did you see that clip?
No.
And then Phaedra clapped back and said, at least I own most of my clothes. Oh. I want to say it was a Dubai housewife, but I can't remember because at this point, it's like Pokemon or Drag Race where there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, there's hundreds at this point,
it's
I
so
think.
Hard to keep up.
There has to be at least 200 now.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But anyway, somebody told Phaedra that. And obviously that's, you know, she's a shade master. She was ready. But you know who...
It's funny because it's true.
You know, people own clothes or they don't, but they wear them nonetheless, which I think it's probably time that we pivot.
The girls with the passion for fashion.
The rats.
Hit it.
To the runway.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. Well, we're keeping in line with the theme, actually, because I had a pick, which I don't know if I would call it. I would call it fashion. Fashion happened.
This was actually my same pick.
Yeah.
For this week. I went to go write it in the doc and it was already there.
I know you were shook by that.
Yeah.
It is Kyle Richards for Photo Book Magazine, lensed by the legendary Mike Ruiz, taking it back.
It really does take it back.
It also does look like a Drag Race challenge.
Yes. And I'm here
for
it.
She is serving like a Freddy Krueger glove.
Half. Oh, no, it's all up.
It's all
High
up.
Pony.
High Pony. She said, this is my Halloween Ends moment and you're going to see it. And yeah, she, I mean, this is the slaying. This is the perfect storm of Halloween Ends and the reunion. Mm-hmm. So she had plenty to do promo about. And I haven't watched this season. I do know that she's not exactly a fan favorite at the moment.
No, she's not right now.
Arguably a villain.
Yeah.
So I...
Garcelle and Sutton are currently, I think, at least from what I'm gathering.
The power players of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds right. Mm-hmm.
Diana flopped at the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She had COVID, right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. She was doing the Zoom. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I could piece these things together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle Richards. I saw a lot of like begrudging, like, oh, she slayed on Twitter. But
yeah,
like,
she did.
Yeah. With Mike Ruiz, if you remember from Drag Race, among other shows.
Yeah. This was throwing me back to that period in time.
2011.
I think the first generation of Housewives.
Yes.
And that era of A-list New York.
Uh huh.
If you know, you know.
She was also serving like Tom of Finland in like a leather daddy outfit. And she was giving you migraine realness with her crystal silver gown, which was very pretty. But the big
chicest gown I've ever seen.
The biggest one was the Chromatica ball glove / Freddy Krueger glove around this naked man with his butt out for Photo Book Magazine, which it's another new outlet that I've just learned about.
Yeah.
I love when they pose for fake magazines. It's my favorite. Because at first when I saw Photo Book, I was like, oh my God, CR Photo Book? Like, that's like so chic, but it wasn't. So, you
know. Not to be confused with Photo Bucket, which we used to use to host our MySpace profile images back in the day.
Right.
Sponsored.
Right. I still have my Photo Book. No, I downloaded them. But yeah, CR Fashion Book, rather, is... a high fashion outlet.
Slam.
And I thought that was this, but it is not.
This is high fashion. People in Utah just don't understand.
Yeah.
Jen Shah wasn't invited to BravoCon. I don't think there's drama about that.
Oh, she was not?
Yeah. Tamrat exposed it.
Oh. She has a podcast.
She does.
And apparently it does
really
well.
And by the way, that's like a nickname that people call her before anyone's like, oh my God, you called her Tamrat. Like, it's not that serious. I call Melissa Gorga J-Lo. I say Tamrat.
Yep. These are just known sayings.
Yeah, she has a podcast with Teddy.
Apparently it's doing well. She said that it was like number one or something in her panel. Number one
we're
somewhere.
We're over.
They've been coming for our gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... had a good run.
It's called Two T's in a Pod. Get it? Like peas, but T's because their names are
Tamrat
and Teddy.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's very clever.
I think Tamrat and Teddy is funnier. It has a jingle to it.
It does.
I can't. There's going to be some Housewives fan that cancels me for this.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, listen, I worked with them for 4 years. I'm allowed to have fun. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And we, yeah, we saw your coworkers at 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah.
We literally ran into Andy Cohn, which is the funniest part, because it was all kismet, as the word that Jessica Sada said to me when we met.
It really was.
Yeah. We were walking back home, as we did. We went to Stonewall, where we threw the first brick.
Yep, and nobody was killed.
Nobody was killed.
But it was packed.
It was packed. Then we went to Playhouse to see DJ John Ali. Shout out to DJ John Ali. It was very packed.
Know what I felt like in that moment?
Old.
Yes, but also the TikTok where it's like, we're like a pack of sardines. We cannot escape. We cannot get out. Mama.
And we saw some TikTok personalities there. We saw Thomas Sanders. Is that his name? And then we saw the gay who interviews people in Washington Square Park.
Yep. The girls were out.
The girls were girling. And so we left there about like 2 a.m. and we were walking up and we were just going to walk home.
Yeah.
And then you had to...
Talking about life.
You had to make a pit stop. It was suddenly urgent.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I got to pee.
So we were like, well, Barracuda's closed. So we stepped in and literally it was just like no one there except for literally Andy Cohen.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
And the funniest thing is I walked in and walked up to him and you kept walking because you were like, I really got to pee.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that I forgot that part. So
I didn't want to stand there like having to pee my pants.
Right. And then we went out and we talked to him. It was very nice.
Yeah.
He was like super like excited to see you, I will say.
Right. I kind of felt that too.
Oh, for sure.
I was a little, yeah, it was. It
he yelled T. Kyle and everybody else did. And they like embraced you like it was like a high school reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really sweet.
It was. He was also like surprisingly even a human to have just done the Bravo thing. I would be like in bed. I don't even know how he was out.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be exhausting.
Right? So anyway, it was a good time.
I know. It was really nice.
It was nice.
It's been like 3 years.
I know. Time passes us by.
But that was a moment. I think the universe sent down the urge to pee for a reason.
It did. Also kind of iconic that like, no shade to the attendees, but like everyone's paying to go to BravoCon and we just walked right up to Andy for
free. Oh yeah, like a dive bar. Yeah. Hey.
How you been?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was funny. Then we left and did you get the bicycle after all?
I didn't.
Okay, you
just kept walking.
Yeah.
I really wanted to do the bicycle because I thought it would be fun.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to get hit by a car.
I get that. And I was waving down a taxi and a man tried to make out with me. That's a different story.
Work.
Jumped out of the shadows. Well, speaking of gay bars.
Speaking of some gay icons, we have a few to discuss.
We will be seeing them at Barracuda very soon.
Performing live.
Amateur hour on Monday. Yes. Ladies, welcome to the stage.
Introducing...
the flavor.
The all-new purple M&M. The Lisa Rinna M&M is shaking.
She's shaking.
Wigless.
She needs a new gig.
Which, by the way, we were talking about this before we started recording.
Uh-huh.
The Lisa Rinna M&M is a Gen Z internet icon.
Taking over. Absolutely. There will be many this Halloween. Just watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Including probably Lisa herself.
I'm trying to think if there was something like that when we were that age.
Like, okay, what would the equivalent be?
I know.
I feel like at that age, we had things like that weren't celebrities, like the Irma Gerd girl.
Yeah, kind of.
Which are so embarrassing now. Like, that's like peak cringe, BuzzFeed, millennial, top text, bottom text, early memes shit. Mm. You can really place that there. But that's what we had back in the day. We walked 2 miles in the snow to download that meme, and we liked it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really think... We didn't have, like, absurdist celebrity half M&Ms that I'm thinking of. That M&M reminds me most of the wide-eyed Miley red carpet photo.
Yeah.
Which I think came around 2014 or so, if I remember correctly. I don't know. There should be a proper museum for these things, though. You just walk around and see, like, cutouts of them.
I feel like that website, Know Your Meme.
Yeah, that's the best.
It's pretty good.
That's the best for handling these things. But yeah, the orange M&M.
She's got a sister now.
She's going to have to move over because the purple M&M is here and queer.
Allegedly. Don't put a label on her like that.
Right. Maybe she doesn't want to be boxed in.
Yeah. Her description reads as, with her optimistic outlook, quirky nature, and authentic charm, our newest crew member reminds us to embrace our true selves.
Quirky nature is basically just the F word.
Yeah. She's very me.
She's so me. Yeah. Well, she's here to remind us to be our true selves. That sounds pretty gay to me.
Mm-hmm.
A new character designed to represent, quote, inclusivity. Fucking woke M&Ms. Woke I can't even M&Ms. Buy M&Ms anymore without goddamn purple M&M in my mouth.
Optimisticness. Authenticism. Not in my M&Ms.
I just want candy.
Telling me to be nice to people? Who wants to do that? My M&M told me to love my neighbor. What? Sorry. When are they going to make like a dried up, stale M&M named Susie? They're fucking bleached.
Lives
skunk
in the
highlights.
Crevice of your car seat.
Introducing the brand new M&M, Debbie. She's a fucking bitch.
Your mom dropped her in 2011 in between the car seat. She's negative. She has an attitude, and she's a little hairy.
You are sick.
Jaclyn so Hill presents.
No, leave Jaclyn out of this. It's so stupid, but it's so fun.
Well, speaking of competition and new girls on the scene, there is quite a new girl on the scene. And her name is Megan. Not to be confused with the stallion.
M3Gan. M3Gan.
Yes, coming for our beloved Chucky's red wig is...
Snatched it right off.
The yassified version of Chucky. Pretty much a plot steal.
Yeah.
More, a little. Basically,
I would say it's more Black Mirror.
Yes, it is more Black Mirror. Allison Williams of Girls fame is a toy designer. And she's got, she took in her niece or something, her cousin, because the parents are dead, of course. And she's like, oh, I'll make you a toy so you're not so lonely while I'm working. And so she makes a AI, you know, a smart doll named Megan. And Megan quickly learns all of the things that little girls do. She learns how to dance, and she learns how to do, like, I don't know, color, whatever they do. And the girls with the passion for fashion. She gets a little overprotective.
She does.
Yeah. And when you tell her to boot down for the night, she has other plans.
I thought we were having a conversation.
She's basically a housewife.
Literally.
Well, she is here, and of course, she took the internet by storm, completely blowing bros out of the water for queer representation in media, as all of the gays flock to this meme. They knew what they were doing in this trailer. She does a body roll into a Fergie cartwheel into a wall dainty toe foot thing. I think that's the technical dance term.
It is.
And it just became the next big meme. Megan is here to stay. And slay.
Ashley 2 found batteryless.
Ashley
2
found
rack.
Batteryless. Annabelle wigless and toothless. Like me. It happened fast and furious. And, you know, everyone dubbed in their favorite song. America Has a Problem works the best for it, I will say. Shout out to Beyonce.
It does.
There's some really good ones. I will... maybe watch it.
I'll maybe go to a theater to see this.
It did make me dive deep into the Chucky TV series. However, I did not realize that it is like queer friendly. It's campy, obviously, but it's kind of like Stranger Things, gay. It's smart and funny. I watched the kill count because I didn't have time to watch the whole show. So I just wanted like a quick recap of season one. I actually think we might like it.
Everyone's saying it's very camp.
I don't think you would like it because you do not like a knifing.
No.
It's not the most realistic looking, I will say.
Oh, I can't.
Well, there are some creative kills, but...
Like the scene in Squid Game with the arm.
Yeah.
I was unwell. I'm still unwell from that.
That wasn't a great one. That wasn't a great
scene. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I think gore is cheap.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm much more a scare queen than a...
Kind of like my J-Lo jokes. They're easy. They're stupid.
That's why I prefer a Japanese horror movie with a scary ghost versus a Hostel or a Saw.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather be scared than grossed out.
Same.
That's my stance.
I love a movie that can build tension.
Tension.
That's art.
Yes.
Anyone can just go, like, you know, slashing around in a movie.
They sure can.
Ew.
Well, this ignited a war on Twitter between Megan and Chucky. And you know it's just two fun fashion friends doing content on Twitter. The gay interns are at it again. Shading each other. And they're very much like, what's good, sis? And
yeah, it was very like, I love you so much. Hey, sis, bestie. ILY, queen.
Uh-huh. They're probably either the same person or just, they probably know each other, IRL. Very silly.
I thought this behavior was very unbecoming of Megan. I would have thought that the software would be more sophisticated than this.
I have to agree.
To lower herself to Stan Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You know what? She's new to Twitter. She doesn't know. She's got to get burned before she knows.
Yeah.
To rise above.
Waiting for her to tweet, what the fuck is MDNA?
Yeah. Twitter was a war zone in general over the weekend.
It really... I logged out, and then I logged back in, and then I quickly logged back out.
Oh, yeah. Nobody was safe.
I don't have the time to keep up.
Mm-mm. No. No. The rap girls are fighting. The dolls are fighting. The literal dolls are fighting. Best just to log
Brands out. Brands are unwell.
Brands are deeply unwell. Oh, Duolingo needs a timeout.
Yeah, what?
I forget, and it's not the first offense. I just remember that they went a step too far. They were making fun of the Katy Perry green slime.
Yeah, so that was going viral again. If you have not seen this,
yes, thank you.
When Katy Perry was at the Kids' Choice Awards,
yeah, she got slimed in the face real hard,
and this was like criminal. Like that was not a sliming. That was
That was assault.
Yes,
that was assault.
So that was going around again.
Mm-hmm.
And then Duolingo tweeted it and was like, is that my blank?
Yeah.
And
I think it backfired.
Yeah, that I just...
People were like, is the little language bird insinuating that he just jizzed on Katy Perry's face? Or whatever that was.
Yeah,
I don't know. The flavor.
Where's the creativity?
Where's the class? Where's the decorum?
No class.
Classless.
Classless bird.
Classless bird needs to be
also,
caged.
No one else, speaking of birds.
Oh.
Did you see, and I only saw this because of New York Nico. Do you follow him on Instagram?
Maybe.
Highly recommend these two accounts, not sponsored. What is New York and also New York Nico, if you want any of the happenings in the city. But there was a birds aren't real protest.
Oh, I've heard of that.
In Washington Square Park.
Yeah.
And the chant was, if it flies, it spies or something.
Right.
And I thought it was a joke. I was like, is this real? But it was real.
Okay. I didn't know that it was real.
Yeah,
I know that
there's counter protesters.
Okay. Well, nothing phases me or surprises me anymore. But yeah, there's like a running joke theory, which I guess people believe that birds are actually like spies.
Yeah.
Like animated robots. Okay. Could make sense for your little friend in Central Park.
She's been spying on
all
me.
Your business.
FBI agent.
Seems to come out. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was this one video where this flock flew over the park and the whole crowd goes, boo! I'm like, fucking sparrows. They don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I do kind of love that, though.
just like clown world this weekend.
It's bizarro world for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's fighting. I can't.
Everyone's fighting. You know what? I'm sure that's because Pisces is in Libra, is in Capricorn, Moon, Gatorade.
Oh,
retrograde.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Yeah. That's classic behavior. Anyway, it's been a messy time on social media. Everyone needs to chill out and log out.
Super freaky grandma.
Super freaky grandma.
Kind of cracked me up.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, that was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. There were some digs. Mm-hmm. The rap girls had some beefs, and some of the phrases were a little funny. We will not be engaging.
No, I really, at the end of the day, I'm just like, can we all bake a cake and get along, please? Like, I'm tired.
I don't see that happening anytime soon.
I felt like a super freaky grandma this weekend, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Speaking of super freaky grandmas, actually.
Oh, no. Can't we all just get along and bake a cake? Speaking of super freaky grandmas.
What a perfect way to pivot. I think it's time that we have a little...
Oh, okay, wait. Actually, we can make that joke now because she has made that joke about the joke.
Mm-hmm. I think it's time for a little TikTok talk.
It's 5:19. You tried being an influencer for a day.
It was 1 a.m. when this happened, too. There was a TikTok live, and I don't want to say we manifested it, but I don't want to not say it, because Terry Jo was at her usual antics.
Mm-hmm. Now, Terry Jo, to catch everyone up, Psy Iconic.
It's Iconic.
Who we've discussed previously.
Many times.
Shared clips, plays a character on TikTok live named Terry Jo. We will share on our Instagram at legendsonly_pod for context.
Mm-hmm.
We like to share our references, you know, that we talk about here.
Cite our sources.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she does usually around midnight, an hour, 2 hours, 6 hours, just doing a random chat roulette of people, inviting them in for a live and having a chat and just spreading the good word of the Lord. And condemning the homosexuals.
Yep.
Homosexuals. Damn homosexuals.
Well, one newly out homosexual joined her on the live. Because she's gay this week. Madonna jumped on with Terry Jo in what many thought was a joke screenshot at first.
I thought it was a joke screenshot at first.
For sure. Instead, it was... Honestly, I was very proud of Madonna. She held her own. She was funny. She did not let anything faze her.
Nope.
And Terry Jo did not hold back. She was, you could tell... You could see the wheels turning of how far she could go.
Yes. She could see it, and she kept pushing it.
Yeah.
I will say, I have not laughed this hard in quite a while at these clips.
She dragged Madonna multiple times.
Dragged her to her face.
When Madonna talks about her dad. Your dad's still alive?
She's still alive.
He must be 300. And then when Terry Jo mentioned her own name, Madonna goes, "Who's Terry Jo?" Which caused It's Iconic to break character and laugh. And Madonna's like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't realize that was your name. I didn't realize." And Terry Jo said, "Well, if I was 80 years old, I'd be forgetting people's names too." But Madonna rolled with the punches.
She did. She was really fucking funny.
She was. She was. She held her own. She said she referenced holy water.
Mm-hmm.
She honestly, and you know what? That's why she can dish it out and take it. For the most part.
Yeah.
So.
I will also say what I love about this mm-hmm. is the people who watch Terry Jo and get this sense of humor. Like, you are my people. Mm-hmm. That is my sense of humor. Mm-hmm. It's very Mad TV.
Very Mad TV.
Which would not fly on any, like, mainstream platform
right.
anymore. But this is such a niche audience, mm-hmm. and it just works. And I have to... Do we know his name?
Nope.
I don't... Because he's super private, right? The person that plays...
I don't know, maybe.
Like, this
I
is...
I haven't looked, but...
comedy. This is improv. This is talent. This is art. Creativity. This is art.
Yes, I agree.
It's so fucking funny.
It was fantastic. Obviously, Doja's his new best friend. They've been chatting all the time for hours. And since Madonna and Doja have been getting close, I'm sure there's a connection there too. Doja's probably like, yeah, hop on a live with him.
Yeah.
But Madonna follows. So like she knows what she's getting herself into, I think. I lived for it.
I wonder if Madonna's going to send him the necklace.
Oh, right.
And the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's possible. The one thing I loved as a elder millennial was seeing all of the comments along the way being like, wait, this is Madonna. She's like chill.
Yeah.
People are like, I didn't know that she was funny or chill or whatever. Because you would never know that from her own content because she's got a different style on her own content. Mm-hmm. But if you're not a Madonna fan and you're only seeing the news's coverage of Madonna when she's doing something shocking, you would never know that she's chill or funny.
This is giving the same energy as when Mariah went on the subway in a ball gown and did the photo shoot and started making vines. It's like the legend starts to show their sense of humor.
Uh-huh. So accessible and yet inaccessible at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Love that.
There's something about it that's very endearing and charming.
Mm-hmm. And also very, like, even though we have been talking about it for a while, like, this is hardly mainstream yet. He's not.
No.
That the Terry Joe thing is not that
Imagine
big.
Imagine a Debbie or Susie watching Terry Joe.
No, it wouldn't fly. I mean, they do come out on the live sometimes.
Yeah, they don't get it.
That's funny.
They don't understand comedy.
It's a work of art.
Yeah.
So, yes, we got plenty of messages about this because it was sort of a uniting of our interests all coming together. And it didn't stop there. She's been referencing even more viral things.
Mm-hmm.
She danced to period by Brit Barbie. She looked good in that.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
I will say this look is hot that she was wearing. Strappy.
Yeah.
Look. Was into that.
Did you see the video of Brit Barbie at that football game? And she's getting like mobbed by the whole crowd.
Yes, I did see that. I saw her also do a little meet and greet at a mall.
Her Morphe store palette era.
Uh-huh. For Madge fans, I feel like she's serving Greatest Hits Volume 2 cover photo shoot.
That's second volume of Greatest Hits, which is difficult to get.
That was way back. Now we've got Celebration. We've got everything else. So, yeah. Some people have several Greatest Hits.
They do.
And somebody else is going viral unexpectedly with a song I wouldn't expect either.
Same.
Carly Rae Jepsen. It's her week. It's her time. The loneliest time.
I'm coming back to you, baby.
Her song with Rufus Wainwright, the title track, came out a few weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. And she did a really funny, cute video FaceTiming her cat, reminding the cat that she's got on tour and she's coming back to the cat with the opening of the song. And the sound has taken off.
Yep.
Some funny tweets, some memes.
She laid the groundwork for it. The setup was perfect.
The setup was perfect. And now
she gave the girls the prompt.
Yeah. You got people like leaving a half eaten bar on their nightstand being like, I'm coming back to you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I
liked the one that was my seasonal depression. The second it turned 60 degrees outside, I was like, I'm coming back to you, baby.
The worst one by far, I was telling you this on our stroll, was I saw one of Roxy Andrews at a bus stop.
Jesus Christ.
The girls
This shade is so good.
There's no filter.
Oh my God.
For those who don't know the backstory, that's Roxy Andrews of Drag Race, who told a very emotional story of her mother leaving her at a bus stop when she was a baby, when she was young, which has since become sort of a Drag Race meme because people are cruel and horrifying.
The memes are.
It's something else.
You thought we were bad.
Yeah.
Please.
Please.
The 20 pounds I lost in 2019 to me this year. I'm coming back for you, baby.
Oh, God.
Also, I'm kind of a clown because I thought that Rufus Wainwright was the guy who invented planes. And I was like, I'm so confused.
Wait, what do you mean invented planes?
Like, I saw the name and I was like, isn't that the guy who invented planes?
The Wright brothers?
And then, yeah. Well, I Googled it and then I was like, oh, wait, it's not Rufus Wainwright. It's the Wright brothers. But it's
you think he's
similarly.
Alive and kicking still?
Probably.
The one who made the plane?
I don't know.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it looks like the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, did pass in 1948 and 1912, respectfully, but respectively. But
respectfully. Yeah, I was just confused for a second, but it's cleared up now.
Yeah, he's an LGBT.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, an F word invented.
No, Rufus. Rufus.
Oh.
Oh, but they might have too. You never know.
I was gonna say,
back
like,
in the day, it's a little gay. What you wanna? We wanna have wings. You wanna float?
Fairy does love a good wing.
Seems like you wanna fly. It seems pretty gay to me. Oh, you wanna quickly escape? That sounds pretty gay to me.
Oh, Bob, escape!
Oh,
song
oh,
of the summer.
There we
year.
Go. Put a light in your loafers.
The more you know.
Well, we got some bops.
We do have some new bops this week. Yeah. So on some TikTok talk, I have an artist that I would like to shout out named Starjunk95. Anonymous artist. Didn't really do too much digging here, but they make upbeat video game nostalgic inspired house music. It's very bright and energetic, and there's two tracks. One is called Groove Light District, and then the new one is called Dream Fields.
We'll be adding that to the Legends Only weekly playlist.
Yeah, they said they were inspired by the music from 180 Snowboarding and like SXX Tricky or whatever.
Oh my god, that those are names that bring me back.
Yeah bops.
The boys in class played those.
My mask era.
Did you play those?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You never played 180 Snowboarding?
No.
For Nintendo 64?
Just Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh.
That's all I had. It's all I knew. And Zelda.
Oh, see, I wasn't a Zelda person.
Oh, I'm a big time Zelda.
The fucking fairy in that game was so annoying. Hey!
Hey!
Listen! Hey! Shut the fuck up!
God. You should be her for Halloween.
Just
hey.
She was so irritating.
She certainly was.
I'm like, I am paying attention. Obviously, it's got to be something else.
You with the ocarina, like, yeah. I don't know how to fucking play this shit.
But I digress. I'm sure that she's, you know, she is an icon.
She is.
But she's fucking annoying. So.
That can apply to so many, so many legends.
Oh, no, what else is coming to Nintendo Switch? N64 GoldenEye.
Oh, see that? We did play that, yes.
That will be really fun. Multiplayer.
New Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see who the new James Bond will be, too, in real life. We'll see.
Oh, are they still doing that?
They're still trying to figure out who.
Oh.
It's just endless polls and questions.
Should be a woman.
Oh, that would go over well.
For me, it would.
Oh, my God. They made our Bond a woman. I just wanted to watch a James Bond movie. I can't. Now it's woke. James woke. Double O woke.
It's funny, but it's also like not.
Yeah. No, that would cause meltdowns. They obviously have been thinking of that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
The N64 version was so good. The Natalia death sound that they added into that one scene of Beverly Hills, if you know, you know.
Was a deep and specific reference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's also a new reference. There's a new album out as well that all the F words are clamoring about on social media.
Slay!
Her name? So glad you asked. Tuvalu Tovlo.
Tovlo.
Tovelo, period. is here with her new album, Dirt Femme, an album inspired by how the female scorpion eats the male.
As she should.
As she should. Eat them right up. And it's here, it's queer, and it's got bops galore. We've got one of the, I think, standout singles of the year, No One Dies From Love, is on this album. We've got To Die For, the popcorn sampling bop. True Romance and How Long from Euphoria. A lot of these have been released actually already, but we've got some new bops to enjoy. There is a killer section with the help of S.G. Lewis. Call On Me into Attention Whore into Pineapple Slice is tasty, delicious. Yeah, the concept of pineapple slice is how you eat a pineapple slice for tonight because it makes it taste better.
Oh, Teresa does that?
Oh, does
she?
That
was like a thing on last season of Housewives.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ha ha, laugh, funny.
It's a thing. Works, allegedly. I also liked her explanation for the song Call On Me, which she made with S.G. Lewis. They made the song really, it was really deep and complex, but then she said she decided to just let it be what it is, which is a big fun dance anthem that all my gays are going to love.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know what? And you're not wrong. I also really like Suburbia, which is about
Sam,
like not wanting to be the housewife necessarily, or not or worrying that like the things you should want are not the things you want, or maybe I want them later in life. Relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And Grapefruit as well.
A
body anthem about what she said was, up until now, I've never really been upfront about the fact that I had a severe eating disorder when I was a teen. I did a movie in Sweden and had to lose weight for it. Nothing extreme, maybe 4 or 5 kilos, but I had to lose it in 2 weeks and went on a diet for the first time in 10 years. And it triggered so many memories, the obsession, anxiety, and being hungry all the time. And it all flooded back. And I was like, can I do this without falling back into old patterns? I did it and it was fine. So I started writing that about it. And they were like, I never would have known you're so much about body positivity. And my response is yes, because I went through that. There is a really famous diet, the grapefruit diet, that was a fad diet. It's just like the, what do you call it? The lemon and, no, the pepper and cayenne pepper and what diet, you know?
Yeah.
These like fad,
uh-huh,
unhealthy ones. So I feel like it's a reference to that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a really powerful bop about, you know, the internal anxiety around her body. And attention whore is about being an attention whore. That's always a fun concept in the gay world. But yeah, they're all bops. They're all bops. I'm to blame. Kick in the head. Highly recommend it for anyone who hasn't dived deep into the waters of Tove Lo.
This album is really good. It's trancey, mm-hmm, but dark, synthy.
Yep.
Bops.
Bops.
Mm-hmm. It inspired that new beat I was working on. Like, oh, literally. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love that. We love.
Shout out to Andrea. She commented on it and was like, oh my God, Tove Lo would sound so good on this. And I was like, oh, I literally was just listening to the album all morning. And I was trying to recreate the sound, the vibe of,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I like to kick in the head a lot, too, because it's about being unmotivated and not knowing what to say.
Oh, and I feel that.
That's where I'm at.
I could use a good kick in the head right now.
Could use a good kick in the head. She says the bass line reminds her of Fat Boy Slim, and she thought it was cool and interesting and a little experimental.
Ahead of its time.
Ahead of its time. So, shout out to Dirt Femme. We knew it was going to be good. It is good. Sweden's got the goods. And she's been doing some live performances. She covered Robin, Dancing on My Own, Legends on Legends Behavior. We love to see it. And that brings us to this week. Which there is an album coming out this week.
Mm-hmm. Now, Midnight Manifestations, girls.
According to Jewish tradition, if you take a red scarf and put it around your door at night, it should protect you from her coming for your first newborn.
I thought you were being serious at first. I was like, wait, what?
From your firstborn, sorry. First newborn, that's like, whatever. Anyway. yeah, no, I'm concerned about the Swifties this week. Did you see her rollout?
I saw the calendar.
Yeah.
Midnight Manifesting.
Also, are we in the metaverse with Taylor? Because I was like, is this... It was kind of giving Dead by Daylight weird cabin at night vibes. Like, it could have been in a horror game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a bunch of crumpled up paper. I mean, I'm sure there was so much in that cabin in the first 5 seconds that I'm sure people are having meltdowns screenshotting each item. But... She showed the full calendar of the week of promo. She teased something really chaotic at 3 a.m. on release night, which, yeah, basically it's coming October 21st. And we have the teaser trailer in the Thursday Night Football, the Thursday before the release. Then we have the album release, a very chaotic surprise at 3 a.m. after the album. The anti-hero music video confirming that that's the first single. Lyric videos, the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, a second Midnight's music video. I like that she just blocked out several days writing stream Midnight's please.
TY bestie, sis, slay.
TY or I'll sue you.
ILYSM.
And there's another album that was announced this week, and we've got a problem.
We do.
I'm going to take it personally. They might be number one on streaming for the past 24 days or whatever, but they need to know their place because Sam Smith is releasing Gloria on January 27th, 2023, which, as everybody knows, is the release day for Ava Max's Diamonds and Dance Floors, which absolutely did not leak and is... very patiently waiting to be heard for the first time in 3 months. Now, this must have been intentional. They think they can compete.
Ava needs to just put the album out on Friday. Next Friday.
Like, literally today, to be honest. Yeah. Because should it have leaked in any form?
I'm too tired. I don't want to go searching.
We don't have time for MP3s in this economy. The bandwidth.
Then you got to like illegally download it, and then you have to put it onto a folder, and then you have to sync it to your Spotify.
I don't have any space on my computer left.
Remember the day when we had to like manually manage our iTunes?
Yes, it was hell. Album covers are disarray.
I know, all the bootleg remixes.
I'll never forget my dad getting so mad at me because, well, I did have porn on the computer and he called it out, but he was like, what is this? And it said like cheerleading prom mix, but it looked like it said the word porn.
Oh,
so he was like, and what's this? And I was like, well, that is just a gay thing. As opposed to the two men kissing that you just saw.
I loved downloading cheerleading mixes.
The cheerleading mixes went off.
Those were like the original gay icons.
I mean, that's hyper pop.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Literally,
tell me that a cheerleading routine is not a Charlie XCX album.
Listen, you got a point.
Do
you know that one, Bob? Anywhere USA, anywhere USA, no matter where we go, New York.
That one was
anywhere
good.
Anywhere USA.
What movie was that in? That was in a movie, I want to say.
Was it Bring It On?
It was probably Bring It On, yes. Yeah, I think it was.
Oh my God, I loved a good cheerleading mix. Like a nice powerful impact. Oh, maybe that's my dream in life,
to be a cheerleading mix maker.
Cheerleading mix maker.
You could.
Yeah,
that combines a lot of your interests, actually. It's
imagine
like
BB Rexha singing Anywhere USA. She has the voice for it.
Yeah, I watched her live. She was on live putting on makeup. She was talking to this one girl who used to troll and come into people's lives and scream, and she was like, I'm a reformed troll.
I'm a reformed Rexar. I'm a bad bitch now, BB. Don't kick me out.
Basically, that's what she was saying. And BB was like side-eyeing the screen as she was applying her eyeliner. Like, are you sure? So yes, watch out, Maxinistas. Save your coins. For the real star on January 27th. No, Sam Smith's coming with a new album, Gloria, January 27th. And remains charting at number 2 on the Hot 100. Unholy is devouring streaming.
It's... everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with this. Now I want to watch Bring It On.
Yeah. Same.
Cheerleading mix of BB Rexha's I'm Good When.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anywhere USA, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
God.
Yeah.
Well, what else is around the corner? Nothing. Nothing good. Halloween's around the corner. What's everybody dressing as? Let us know in the Discord, as always.
I think I'm going to skip Halloween this year.
I say that every year, and then I have to panic buy something.
Yeah, like, I think I'm going to, I want to go on a trip, I think.
Well, let's see.
Not to Salem, though. Did you see those videos on TikTok?
Yeah, it looked bad.
Yeah, it's like people dubbing over the out-of-key flute
yeah.
sound, which always sends me.
Yeah.
Or the one that's...
I did Salem for Halloween one year, though.
Yeah.
It's, like, touristy.
Yeah.
It's Times Square of Halloween.
I should try adding some of those flop sounds to the soundboard, because there's, like, a very specific set on TikTok that I hear. There's, like, out-of-key flute, the one with the fart sounds with the reverb.
Uh-huh.
And then It's 7 in the Morning. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping that you're having a lovely, spooky planning session for your Halloween. And, yeah, join us on the after show, where we will be doing a Halloween-themed after show.
Yeah. Oh, because what do we do on the after show? We talk about things.
Things after
the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening for another week. We have a 1 week countdown to Midnights and also the 20th anniversary of Stripped.
And the 25th anniversary of Spice World for the 25th time.
Yes. And we will be discussing those next week. But until then, we will either see you in the after show, or we will see you
soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.